Once again, let me just give thanks to God because of this beauty of time that the Lord has given us, Brother John. It is another beautiful day that the Lord has provided unto us. It has praised the Lord to give us this such day so that we should enjoy and celebrate the death and the resurrection of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Again, it's a blessed time because we see the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ in the preaching of the gospel revealed in the scriptures only to the elected sinners that God elected before the foundation of the world.
It
amazes me most today again when we were in the book of John chapter 18 that Sunday when we saw Christ full of grace and truth.
And when we
can just talk about it, the grace and the truth, it's a gospel itself. We can never manage even to finish preaching that kind of word. Because even preaching about grace, it's very undeservable to us to have that kind of grace. That's why the only one who is worth it to be blessed, who is worth it to have that grace is Christ Jesus honoring. And we can boldly say that grace is Christ Jesus. Because grace leads the erect home. It is that grace that died on the cross so that the sins of the elect should be purged away. It is that same grace that makes a sinner rejoice in the Lord after his or her eyes opened.
But
look to this. Grace never comes to everybody. It comes only to the elect. These are the only elected sinners that God erected before the foundation of the world. And these are the same people that I was speaking about the great love of the Lord and the rich mercy upon them. Because we saw that it is the love of God that is very great, that is going to the elect, and that makes the wrath of God to be stopped by the rich man, so that him should die on the cross and their sins to be purged away. Let us go back to the book of John, chapter 18,
the same verse 37.
On verse 37, we read that Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou said that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I in the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the heart of the truth heareth my voice.
Ndimeze reseve na kutipa menepo Pilato anati kwa iye. Nanga kuti ndiwe mfumu. Yesu anaya. Mune na kuti ndine mfumu. Ndinamba bila ichine. Ndipo ndinazira ichi kuza kudziko lapansi. Kuti ndikachite umboni ndi chionadi. Yese wakukhala mwa chionadi. Amva mauwanga.
Almost 95% of this verse we have already preached. But today let us look to the lastest sentence whereby he says, hear my voice.
Ndeno rumuka maona pafufu nkhani yomweta werenga babayi. Tinayi werenga pafufu teka la nkhani mene tinayi werenga. Tinayi ladikila gare. Kumano leroli tikhalatu kumapeto. Kweni kweni kwa nusu imene diomaliza. Ya verse 37 imene nakuti Yesu wakukhala mwa ine. Amva mauwanga.
So there is hear and there is a voice and there is the owner of the voice.
Ndeno pali kumva ndipo pali mawu ndipo pali mwini wa mawu.
Number one, voice. What is the voice that this verse is speaking, that whomsoever is of the Lord hear the voice?
Ndeno chinthu choyamba tatiyeni tioneni mawu amene akulankhula. Kodi ndi mawu ati amene akulankhula malemba awawa omwe akunena kuti Yesu wakukhala mwa ine amamva mawu anga?
Because there is even a question in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 1, whereby it says,
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 1,
says, who hath believed our report? Which means there is a report, and with the owner of that report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
Yomwe ikunena kuti ndani wamvera uthenga wathu. Kusoneza zonena kuti pali uthenga ndi mwini wa uthengayo. Ndi mkono wa Yehova wakufulukira yani?
Here is a question that is questioning upon the vast of the people, the mass of the people. But it is going not to the mass, but to the one by one, only the erected sinners who has heard our report.
Ndiyo ili ndifunso limene likumvela kuti wafunsa wakufunsa ndikakundi gulu lathu limene likufunsa kuti wamvera uthenga wathu ndani. Komano sa kufunsa gulu lathu ayi koma kufunsa no mmodzi mmodzi wathu amene wamva uthengawo kuti ndani wamvera uthenga wathu.
It is like the question has been thrown into the world and asked in the world who had heard the report of ours.
Ndiyo likukhalanga lifunso lakupita kudziko lonse lapansi kufunsa kuti ndani wamvera uthenga wathu.
And if somebody God has not pleased to reveal Christ in him, he can be thinking that everybody can respond that maybe I am, maybe you are.
Ndiyo ngati simuna pomere Mulungu kuti amsengulire wina kuzindikira pa chinthu ichi. Wina akhoza makoganiza nganena kuti amene zililimu basi ndiye kuti alesa funa kufunika ngovomera kuti ndili pano basi tili pano ife.
Because if it would not please God to reveal Christ to us, we would be thinking that the question whereby it says who had heard our report, so that somebody should come and raise up his hand and said, I am here, I heard the report, and I received Christ to be my personal savior. This is not the thing that is talking about here.
Chifukwa mmene mukupira tudonse timaganizira ngati sikuna kumere Mulungu mwini wake kuvundulusa mwana wake mwaife kuti tikhale ni mzimu wakuzindikira. Timaganiza ngati funso limene amafunsa kuti ndani wamvera uthenga wathu ndiye kuti akulisiya mʼmanja mwa anthu ndiye kuti munthu akhoza kupanga chisankho pa yekha nkunena kuti ndine pano basi ndingofuna Yesu Khristu akhale ambuye ndi mpulumusi wanga ndikuti ukati wamulandira kumaona ngati kuti funso lamangopereka mʼchigulugulu.
The truth is it was going to the word of the erect so that only the erect to hear the voice of the master.
Komatu zona zake nzonera kuti funso lili mapita ndi kudziko lapansi koma makamaka kwa iwo kawa amene osankhidwa chifani okhawa amene osankhidwa amene akhoza kumva mawu ambuye wawo.
So when we go back to the book of John chapter 18, they said my voice.
Ndeno tikabwera mbuku la Yohane chapter 18 ndi mayika ya 37 yo.
So let us go deeply and see the my voice. What is the voice? That is John chapter 1 verse 1.
Whereby it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I'm talking about the voice. So here we see that John is pointing that the Word is God. He is the speaker. He is the owner of the Word. He is the one who is speaking unto the people. Christ is the Word. He is God. He is the one speaking to the people.
Christ ndiye mau. Christ ndiye utenga yende kumbamina mayangula kwa antu wake.
So it is a person that there is, it is our statement whereby it says there is the ear that will hear the voice of the master.
Ndiyo ababa woneka nusula nkani yomere aigwonesa kunena kuti pali iwo kama mene nusaki wamena zamva mau ambuye wawo.
Which means there is a word that is to be spoken. Number two, there is the owner who is speaking the word to the people. Number three, the word that has been spoken will be heard by those God purposes that they should hear the voice.
He
hath my voice. The question might be, what makes one to hear the voice? Nobody can hear the voice if it is not the Lord that opens the ear to hear. People try to hear the word, but they fail to hear the word because it comes from God to the ear, so that they might hear the word. So hearing, it means it is the work of the Lord in opening the ear so that it should
hear.
Because when we read in Matthew chapter 3, verse 3 says, it is speaking the same about the voice. Verse 3, for this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. This is John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness, preparing the way for the ear so that they should hear the gospel. They should hear Christ. They should wait upon Christ the Messiah. So John the Baptist preached the message of repentance to the people, but he was not the voice. He is just a preparer of the people, the generation, so that they should hear the voice, they should hear the gospel, but it is the preparation of Christ's coming to the people.
apolankhula za kukonzekera kwa njira imene ndi Yesu Khristu komano nkhani yayikulu idali makonzekeredwe akubwera kwa Khristu uyo.
So Christ is the gospel, the voice, the word that is spoken unto the errant.
Ndeno Khristu ndiye uthenga kapita ndiye mawu amene amalankhulidwa kwa iwo amene ndi osankhidwa.
But it is never going to everybody in the world. Because we saw when God was calling Isaiah after the death of Uzzah, the message was to prepare Isaiah so that to preach the gospel and the voice to the people. And when we read deeply, we saw that God prepares Isaiah to preach the gospel, the voice to the people. Because Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 says, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9, and he said, go and tell these people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not.
Verse
10. Make the heart of these people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their ears, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convey it, and be healed. So the preaching of the gospel of Isaiah to the people was to make the ears heavy so that they shouldn't understand the oracles of the gospel. The preaching of the gospel was the shutting of their eyes so that they shouldn't see anything of the scriptures. Preaching of the gospel was the closing of their hearts so that they should never convert and be. So you can see the reason for the gospel to be preached is to make others hear and others not. The preaching of the gospel is the closing of ears of others and the opening of ears and eyes to others. So here you can see that for one to be hearing or for one to hear the voice, it needs God to open the ears. For somebody to understand the things of God, it takes God to open the heart so that he can hear and understand the gospel according to the way the gospel has been written for. Hearing the gospel comes from the Lord. Understanding the gospel comes from God.
Umva utengo wako.
one that can hear the Lord speaking. It's very graceful and it's very wonderful, and it's the thing that makes one to bow and say, to God be all the glory and honor. So to conclude chapter 7, number 1, it is those God purposes and opens their ears that can hear the truth that is Christ. Number 2, God opened the ears so that they should hear, because there is a voice of Himself that has been prepared to be spoken to the individual ones. So hearing and understanding comes from the
Lord.
Verse 38. Pilate said unto him, what is it? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I am in him, I find in him no fault at
all.
Here you can see that Pilate, even though seems to be the judge of Christ, but was not knowing the one whom he is responding with. Whatever Christ spoke to him makes him never hears him. Because when Christ spoke that those that are his, he is the truth. So speaking about the truth, it was the news now to Pilate the judge. Even though he was a judge, but it was news to him. Which means he was not worth, even worth to judge him. What the question may be, what is the truth? The answer, the truth is Christ Jesus, as we read it in chapter 14:6. Christ is the truth. Which means Pilate was asking Christ whom he is. Here we see that the worldly system of government will never do the right thing according to how God pattern and design in his kingdom of his things. God never understand the ways of God. You know, this world have got a system whereby they have got the Minister of Justice and having judges, lawyers there, but they can never judge things of God.
Because the world of
Speaking at this one, it's a minister of justice. It's like very insane because he can never even try one thought to be a just in whatever he's doing. That's just a minister. I remember he of God, the advisor to the president on the church issues, thinking that the advisor, we can have an advisor of spiritual advisor that can advise the things of God to the president of the country. That makes the government to say that in Malawi is a country that fears God. And the truth is, there is no country that hears the Lord. There is no country that hears God. If one hears the Lord, if one fears the Lord, it means it's the Lord who has opened his, her, or her eyes so that you should see the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he can fear his God. Here we see the judge fearing to judge rightly because his understanding is the one they accused to be judged. Christ will never be heard by many. It will be heard by only the elect whom himself chose from eternity and died on the cross for them. And then the Spirit of the Lord will regenerate them. What is the truth? It makes him to come out and meet the Jews and again and say that I have no fault. Which means he was not a judge, but a testifier that Christ is without sin. Here we see the system of the Lord also confess that Christ is sinless. But when the apostle is testifying that Christ is sinless, it's the same time when the congregation are accusing Christ of being sinful. Which means the great enemy of the gospel of Christ are the religious groups of people. Because the system of the world is finding Christ sinless, God himself sends Christ in this world sinless. Even Christ, he liveth on this world, he liveth the whole life without sin, but the religion is found in Christ.
Also, amene anaoneseredwa mwa iye kunena kuti anakhala mtsiko lapansi moyo wosachimwa wake wonse obe anthu amenewazipembedzo pesa kukhala ochimwa
He is displayed the world testify of him. But even in the world testify of him, it doesn't mean that the whole world
will hear him.
Because nobody comes to God himself. I need Pharaohs to understand Christ and come to the what is the truth? Which means he was asking, he was saying, I don't know you, Christ. Who are you? Though I am a child, but I can never understand the things of God.
Matthew 7:14 says,
when they said the Kabana Mambo, it means the worldly system marveled on Christ because he will never be killed by multitudes of people, by the world or by religion. By the ear only. Christ is heard by the direct only.
Yes, Christ, I mean, at some vega, why you will come in and do some kid babas?
If you are one of them whom Christ preached to reveal himself to you, you will testify that he is the truth, he is worth it to be worshipped and praised.
But you would have called away why you are minimum made my way. But many of us are more than a good year.
Because the message of today is that hearing the gospel comes
to God. Man is out of the world, but many of you want to go.
It takes God to open the ears so that she can hear the voice. If you are one of them, you'll never be betrayed, but himself would draw you to himself so that she can hear him.
The boy we young in the water, see what was up with him. I just go get away.
That's why the scripture, the Bible says, nobody come to the Lord unless himself draws you. He blows only those he elected from eternity. And saves only those he elected from eternity. That's why my sheep will hear my voice. But when the sheep are hearing the voice at the same time, those that are not his will not hear the voice. The end is that it will be a fight between the erected sinners and the unerected sinners. take note of the message that you are preaching, we are preaching. It will arouse people and they will stand against us and they will create the fight because of the gospel that we are preaching.
Ziwane tu njiji kunena kuti muthenga umene tu ulalikira uwu ndi uthenga umene uzakadzusa anthu ambiri nkuyamba kutsutsana nawo komanso azakayima kupambana nafe pamene tapanga wabwino chipata kuti chinthu ichi chichokera kumwini.
May God bless the preaching of his word for today.
Ambuye adalitse kulalikira kwa mawu ake.
Let us bow our heads and pray.
Impere.
Dear Father, we thank you this afternoon here, but morning in America and other parts of the night. This show is the sovereignty of the Psalm. We give you glory and honor because you're making it possible that we can meet together and celebrate your death and celebrate your resurrection. We say thank you, God, because of opening our ears so that we should hear you, Father, speaking, and opening our eyes so that we should hear of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for the elected. We say thank you, Father, because of each and everybody that has been following both online and whomsoever will listen in time to come. Help us understand your word, because it's yourself, God, that makes the behavior, shut the ears of others, and make the heart of others not to perceive your things. But at the same time, when it appears to you, Father, to Christ, to your elected, you do according to your will. And I will be done as in heaven, same on us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.